Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of boys and girls all over the world. Every night, as you light the bedside candle, that's me. That's me. Every night, as you put the candle on the little table next to your bed, or on the floor, or wherever you do, that's me. Every night, as you lay before your fire, and you have it in the middle of your room. Yes, some places are like that, yeah. I visit boys and girls everywhere, in wonderful big houses and little tiny houses out in the middle of nowhere. And you know the thing that is true everywhere? Everywhere there are families. And there are parents who love their children, and children who love their parents, and families that love each other. This is the way life is. Now, there are some exceptions, but they're rare. And we don't need to talk about the exceptions. But you know, I was talking to Stanislaus. And Stanislaus is a very fine young man. And Stanislaus has his sister Katrina. And Katrina was always helping Stanislaus help his father in the field. And they had a giant farm. Oh my goodness, it was so big. Acres and acres and acres of land. And Stanislaus' father planted all sorts of seeds. He planted seeds like wheat and grain and rye and corn and all sorts of good stuff. And Stanislaus says, "Dad, I'd like to have my own little garden." And Stanislaus' father looks at him and said, "Son, I'm proud of you. You're only 5 years old and you want a garden of your own?" "Yeah, Dad, I'd like a garden of my own." "Well, Stanislaus, okay. But Dad, I want to help too," Katrina said. "You want to help too? Is that okay with you, Stanislaus?" "Why, sure, Dad. Katrina and I are good buddies." And so Katrina, who was only four, she wanted to help her five-year-old brother, Stanislaus, and wanted to help him in the garden. So the father said, "Okay, kids, what do you want to have in your garden?" "Well, not a big garden, because, you know, we can't do that too much, but a nice little garden." "Well, how about at the corner of the yard over there? There's a place that's, maybe 10 feet by 10 feet. Now, do you think that'd be big enough to start?" "Oh, gosh, that's so big." "Yes, yes." And Katrina said, "I'll help, Stanislaus, I'll help." Stanislaus says, "Okay, we'll do that." And the father said, "Now, I'm going to give you a hand in the beginning so that you can have the soil all nicely prepared for your garden. But you plant the plants, you plant the seeds, whatever you want, and you plant them however you want, and I'll watch and help and give you any advice you ask for. Okay?" "Gee, thanks, Dad. That's wonderful." "Okay, kids." So the father went out and he took his spade and he shoveled that 10-foot square of ground at the corner. It was a nice sunny corner. It was on the north corner, so it got all the south sun shining on it so beautifully. All day long, the sun shone on the corner, making it just wonderful for growing beautiful plants. And he dug the soil. He dug it down a good 6-8 inches, and he turned it over. And he dug it down and turned it over and dug it down and turned it over. And then he took a rake and he raked it back and forth until it was all level and all beautiful and all nice. And then he said, "All right, kids, now you got a good start. Now let's just sit down and talk about it for a few minutes so that we have an idea what you want to do. Now the soil is pretty rich. It won't need any fertilizer at first, because it's a pretty good piece of soil that has only grown grass, and so therefore it is rich and nice. Now, what sort of things would you like to grow?" Katrina spoke up, "I'd like some lettuce." and I'd like some carrots, and I'd like some beets. And Stanislaus said, oh, come on now. Well, there's plenty of room. Okay. Now, I'm the boss, Stanislaus says. That's okay, Katrina said. I don't mind. And Stanislaus says, I'm going to tell us what we're going to do. And the father was listening and didn't butt in. And so Stanislaus says, well, now, okay, we're going to do this. So now, where do we get the seeds? And the father says, well, it's your garden. You have to take it from your allowance and go buy the seeds at the store. And so the children went to the store. And they were in the hardware store, and they saw all sorts of wonderful seeds there. And so they thought, wow, this is great, and they're so inexpensive, too. And the shopkeeper had been forewarned by Daddy that he should sell it to them at a third of the price, and he'd make up the difference. And so the shopkeeper said, okay, glad to help the kids, get them started, you know. So they were able to buy 10 packages of seeds. 10 packages of seeds for a 10 by 10 piece of property. Wow. So, soil was all nice. Everything was just beautiful. So Stanislaus says, all right, Katrina, you take this part of the garden and you plant your seeds. And I'm going to take this part of the garden and I'm going to plant my seeds. I'm bigger, and so I'll be planting more seeds. Katrina says, it's okay with me. So, Katrina took her lettuce and her radishes and her carrots, and she planted them in a circle. She thought that would be kind of pretty. And in the middle of the circle, she put some marigolds. And on the outside of the circle, she put some daisies. And she didn't tell Stanislaus anything about that, because it was her little square, and she did what she wanted to. But my, did she load it up with seeds. And Stanislaus, he said, well, Dan, what's the best way for the harvest to really be most big, so that I can get the most things out of my vegetable garden? And the father said, well, Stanislaus, you like to have a room of your own, don't you? Oh, yes, Dad, but I don't mind sleeping with Katrina's room. We can share. That's okay with me. All right, now. But you each have to have room to grow, don't you? Yes, Dad. You each have to have room to breathe so that you can spread out and have fun. Yes, Dad. You got to have a special place where you can play, where you don't bump into each other all the time. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, just remember, your seeds need to have room in the garden so they can grow and get big and have their... Now, can you imagine a head of lettuce sitting next to another head of lettuce that is only an inch away from it? Well, no, the head of lettuce is going to be big. How many inches, Dad? Maybe 8 inches? Oh, so. Now, you take your seeds, and you don't have to plant all your seeds. You bought a lot of seeds. But you go and you plant your seeds, but make sure there's room for the plants to grow. So Stanislaus made a string, and he tied it to two sticks. And he put the two sticks over a portion of the garden. And then the string gave him a line in which to plant the seeds. And so every 8 inches or so, he put a seed down an inch or two. And then he covered it up very gently and nicely. And then he planted another seed, one seed at a time. And as he planted the seeds, they were so careful and so loving, each with plenty of room to grow. And pretty soon, he had the garden full of seeds, and there was no room for all the seeds he bought. He said, Dad, I bought a lot of seeds. What am I going to do with the extras? Son, they'll be just fine next year. The seeds just know how to wait until they have an opportunity to be planted and grow. Gee, Dad, that's interesting. Yes. Now, have you thought about how you're going to water your garden? Oh, yeah, we'll take the hose and squirt it. Oh, you got to be careful. These are little tiny seeds, and if you get too much water that goes too fast on it, it'll wash the seeds right out of the ground, and then they won't have any place to grow. Oh, gosh, Dad, what do we do? Well, you take the spray on the hose, and you put the hose on ever so gently, just so it sprays a little fan. And then you go back and forth over the garden until everything is nice and moist. Not soppy, but nice and moist. And you do that once or twice a day. Gee, Dad, you don't do that in your garden. Yeah, but my gardening is just a little different. I want you to have the bestest garden that there is. If I really did my job right as a gardener, I'd be out there doing like I'm telling you. Really, Dad? Yeah. Why don't you do it, Dad? Well, I have other things to do. I have the horses to take care of, and I have the cows to milk, and I have the barn to clean, and I have all these other things to do. Oh, so it's a program that we plant the seeds, and we let Mother Nature help take care of them. Oh, well, why can't I do that with my garden? Well, you have a little vegetable garden, and it needs a little more attention than the wheat and the rye and the corn that I plant. Oh, huh, that's interesting, Dad. I didn't know that there were things like that. Well, that's the way it is, son. Stanislaus was utterly amazed. His father just knew so many things. Well, Dad, do you think that we can eat the food that comes from our garden? Why, sure. Be a lot of fun to eat. Now, Katrina, how is your little patch doing? Oh, just fine, Dad. I got it all planted. All right. Now, are you going to be able to tell which is which? Well, I made a circle, and I planted it around in circles, in little rings in the circle, and I know what I got. Okay. So, the summer went on, and pretty soon all of the vegetables that they had planted were popping up out of the ground and forming into beautiful lettuce heads, and the radishes were growing under the ground, and all the things were doing just like they were supposed to do. And occasionally, Stanislaus would come to his dad, "Hey, Dad, a bunch of neighbors moved into my garden. What am I going to do about them?" "What do you mean, Stanislaus?" "Well, those green things, they are not my plants. I didn't plant them." "Well, Stanislaus, those green things are called weeds." Katrina says, "Weeds? I heard of that. Weeds are things that you don't want." "Well, basically, that's true. So, what do you do? You have to be very careful in pulling out the weeds, that you don't pull out the plants that you put in, because the weeds sort of wrap themselves around the plant seeds and the plant roots, and they'll pull the plant out too." "Gee, Dad, that's terrible." "Well, you just have to do it very carefully." "Okay." "And you do it when the weeds are very young, before they have a chance to get too big a hold." "But how do I tell the difference between a weed and my veggie?" "Well, you just have to be careful, that's all. You just have to learn to recognize weeds. Isn't there a book on weeds that we can learn about weeds?" "Yes, son. I have a magazine here. It tells about weeds that grow in our area." "Oh, Dad, can I look at that?" "Well, a lot of big words in there. But, Dad, you can read it to me." "All right, Stanislaus, I'll read it to you." And Dad read to him all about the weeds. And, of course, Katrina listened very carefully. And so Katrina would slip out to her garden when nobody was watching. And she would talk to her plants. And she would say, "Little plants, I love you. Little plants, you look so beautiful. Oh, you're so wonderful." And one little weed looked so pretty that Katrina wanted to leave it in the garden. And so Katrina left that weed in the garden. And pretty soon, it was getting to harvest time. And Father came out and said, "All right, kids, how's the garden doing?" And they all proudly pointed to their garden. And Dad says, "What's this green, this big green thing right in the middle here, Katrina?" "Well, that's my special plant. I don't know what it is, but it just grew and looks so pretty." "Well, Katrina, that's a weed. It tries to make you think that it's a nice plant, but it keeps all the other plants from growing. And it gets in and destroys their roots and hurts them." "But Dad, it looks so pretty." "That's okay, Katrina. You can keep it. But you pay the price. You watch and see." Well, when it was time to harvest, Katrina realized what her father meant, because all of her seeds around that weed were tiny. The weed had taken all the nourishment. The weed had taken all of the essence of the soil and all the moisture and so on, and the little seeds that were bringing up the carrots and the radishes and the lettuce and stuff, they just didn't get anything. Now, not all of them, but those that were around that weed stole it all. Now, Stanislaus, he had 12 rows of plants in his little area, and they looked very nice. And he planted the lettuce so that it was 8 inches apart, each seed, and he planted all the other seeds in room enough for the size that he wanted them to be. And then he had a little bit left over in his bag, and so he dumped it all in one place. Well, at harvest time, he looked at the area where he had dumped the leftover seeds all in one place, and he said, "My gosh, look at how wonderful they grew. They're all growing, and they're growing all around each other, and they're just so big and so nice. And my other ones are okay, but these guys, they really grew, because I guess they like their brothers and sisters right next to them." "That's one way of looking at it," Dad said. "But, you know, they may look good, but they will never be strong and on their own, because they will always be dependent on their brothers and sisters. They need to have room to grow. Just like you, Stanislaus and Katrina, you need room to grow." "Gee, Dad, I didn't think of that, but I guess so. We're just like plants." "That's right, kids. You're just like plants." And Father says, "Now look out across the fields here. Gee, Dad, everything is growing so big and so nice." "That's right. Now, it's just going to be harvest time in another week, and I'll go out with the machinery and harvest all of my crops. And when I do, your crops will continue to be used into the fall. You can reach down and pull out carrots all late summer and fall, and it'll be wonderful." "Gee, Dad, that's one. How come we don't have a harvest where we take everything in at one time?" "Well, that's the nature of your plants. That's the nature of the things that you grow." "Gee, Dad, there's so much to learn. There's so much to do. The plants are lots of fun. Plants tell me a lot of things, and plants tell me how to be with Katrina and how to have Katrina in my world, but give each other room to be ourselves. I think that's wonderful." Katrina says, "No, it's not bad, not bad." And so the children learned how to plant and grow plants and enjoy each other, and always remembered you have to give plants room to grow. "Well, boys and girls," Mr. Candle said, "time for us to get ready for bed now." "Oh, so quick?" "Yes, Stanislaus, Katrina, it's time to go to bed. Mr. Sandman will be here in just a few minutes, and he'll sprinkle pixie dust all over you, giving you lovely dreams. And you'll probably dream all about your garden. You'll dream all about your dad's garden. You'll dream all about your family, how happy they are together. Because everybody has room to grow and room to do the things they want to do. It's so much fun to live like that." "Gee, okay, Mr. Candle. Well, I'll see you another day. So have a happy sleep and know that I love you. I love you. I love you."